Pew Research, Hispanics to outpace Black Americans as largest voting minority in 2020. By John Binder on April 16, 2019. Hispanic Americans are set to outpace Black Americans as the largest voting minority group in the 2020 election for the first time ever, new research finds. Pew Research Center projections predict that Hispanic American voters will now be the largest voting minority in the 2020 presidential election, passing Black American voters for the first time in United States history. Hispanics have been the largest minority group in the U.S. since 2003. In total, Pew predicts that the number of eligible Hispanic voters in 2020 will tick up to a record 13.3% of the entire American electorate, while eligible Black American voters will make up about 12.5% of the electorate. This translates to about 32 million Hispanics who will be eligible to vote in the 2020 election and about 30 million eligible Black American voters. While the Hispanic, Black American, and Asian eligible voting populations have all increased since 2000, the number of eligible white Americans has decreased as a total share of the U.S. electorate. In the year 2000, white Americans made up about 76.4% of the electorate. By 2020, Pew Research suggests white Americans will make up 66.7% of the electorate, a nearly 10% drop over the course of two decades. Meanwhile, eligible Hispanic voters have boomed in the last two decades, expected to nearly double their voting share of the electorate by 2020. Black Americans, on the other hand, are projected to have only increased their voting share of the electorate by about 1% since 2000. The Pew Research study matches demographic trends that are projected over the next four decades, driven nearly entirely by the country's legal immigration policy that admits more than 1.2 million legal immigrants every year, the vast majority of which are low-skilled workers who compete for jobs against America's working and middle class. By 2040, Center for Immigration Studies Director of Research Stephen Camarota projects that current legal immigration levels will bring about 15 million new foreign-born voters to the U.S. Of those 15 million foreign-born voters added to the voter rolls, about 7 to 8 million will arrive through the process known as chain migration, whereby newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the country. The new foreign-born voter population to be added over the next 20 years is more than three times the number of American births every year and nearly double the population of New York City, New York. Brownstein's research concludes that Democrats win about 90% of congressional districts that have foreign-born populations above the national average. This suggests that any district with a foreign-born population larger than 14% has a 90% chance of electing a Democrat over a Republican. The 2016 presidential election between then-candidate Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton revealed a similar trend. For example, among native-born Americans, Trump won 49% to Clinton's 45%, according to exit polling data. Among foreign-born residents, Clinton dominated against Trump, garnering 64% of the immigrant population's vote compared to Trump's mere 31%. Ahead of 2020, nearly all Democrats vying for the Democrat presidential nomination have announced their support for not only amnesty for all 11 to 22 million in the U.S. but also for continuing the Washington, D.C. imposed mass immigration policy that has stifled Americans' wages and redistributed working and middle-class wealth to top earners. Former Representative Beto O'Rourke, DTX, for example, has suggested he supports an illegal and legal immigration system that delivers cheaper foreign workers to businesses and corporations rather than increasing U.S. wages by reducing overall immigration levels. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.